Hey, what's up? Thanks for checking out The Real Sigma. Please like the video and subscribe to the channel if you are a Sigma so that you'll be notified whenever I drop a new video. Also, The Real Sigma is now a podcast on Apple and Spotify, so be sure to share the podcast with family and friends so they'll understand you better as a Sigma. And be sure to follow The Real Sigma on Instagram at JBTheRealSigma. And join the Real Sigma Facebook group. This is where the Sigma community can ask questions, share information with each other, and just dialogue with each other. And if you would like to support the channel, you can donate on Cash App, which is $JBTheRealSigma, and on Venmo, which is at JBTheRealSigma. And I want to thank those that have been supporting the channel by donating. You are greatly appreciated. And I have some things in the works that I will be sharing with you guys in the near future that I know you will appreciate. Now, for today's topic, the Sigma male as a friend, or the benefits of being friends with a Sigma. And I'll even go into how to become friends with a Sigma. Now, the Sigma can be the most beneficial friend that a person can have, and this is for a few reasons. Now, number one, the Sigma will be a lifelong and loyal friend to those that he allows to be his friend or in his inner circle, and he will always give you the right answers. See, the Sigma doesn't have many friends or even want many friends to begin with, and this is because most people annoy the Sigma, or the Sigma doesn't find many people that are up to his standards of what a friend is or people that he would want in his life. And so it is very difficult to become friends with a Sigma in the first place. So if you manage to become friends with a Sigma or become part of his inner circle, then you have passed the test and lived up to the standards of that particular Sigma. And so if you become friends with the Sigma, he will be a very loyal friend that you can trust and count on. And since the Sigma doesn't have many friends, the friends that he does have, he will be very loyal to them. And the Sigma will always give you the right answers to your life issues. So if you can learn to listen to the Sigma and apply what he is telling you, then you will see your quality of life improve significantly. Now, the Sigma expresses love differently than most people. See, most people express love by saying nice things or buying gifts or physical hugs, etc., etc. But the Sigma expresses love differently, although he can express love in those ways as well. But his main way of expressing love is by helping those that he loves to improve their quality of life. And he does this through giving excellent advice and deep wisdom for almost any situation or circumstance. Now, the Sigma will often give the advice in a non-sugar-coated way. But if you can get past your emotions and feelings and see that what he is saying is true and you can apply it, then you will be able to improve your life significantly. And so anyone that is in my inner circle, they had to learn the way that I am or the way that I operate. And it was difficult for some, and there was a learning curve. Initially, they thought that I was rude or arrogant or cold-hearted. But that was because they were low-level thinkers at that particular time. But those that have stuck through the learning curve are now enjoying a lifelong friend that has benefited them exponentially. And if you were to ask any of my friends, they would tell you how much I have helped them improve their lives and mindsets, and ultimately helped them to become more Sigma, which they will tell you has given them great advantages over most people. And my friends have benefited my life as well, but in different ways. And so, the Sigma is truly a unique friend, and if you have a Sigma in your life, they will become the person that you share your most personal things with, because you know they're not going to talk to other people about it. And they will also be the person that you go to for advice on any issues in your life, because you will have already seen the results of their advice before. And you will know their advice is usually the right answer. So the Sigma is a great person to have in your life as a friend. Now, number two, the Sigma will force your mind to expand. And the Sigma doesn't force your mind to expand by applying force. No, The Sigma forces your mind to expand just by you hearing and being introduced to higher levels of thinking. So just by being around the Sigma, his unconventional ideas, his modes of operation, his mindsets, and his discipline will automatically begin to rub off on you if you spend time with him. And before you know it, your mind will be expanded and thinking in completely different ways that you could never have imagined before. You will be able to see things that you were not able to see. You will be able to understand things that you were not able to understand. You will be operating in ways that you never even knew about. And through this, you will be living and operating at a higher level than before you met that Sigma. And this really makes the Sigma happy because he loves to see people's mind being expanded and going to new levels. Now, number three, the Sigma will inspire you and motivate you to go higher. And again, this is not done by the Sigma trying to inspire or trying to motivate you. No, but rather it is done just by you witnessing and experiencing the Sigma and his lifestyle. And as you see how the Sigma thinks, lives, and operates, you will be inspired and motivated. So, I live in Los Angeles, but some of my dearest friends that I consider brothers, they live in the Midwest, East Coast, or in the South of the United States. And so we don't see each other often. And when they're feeling like their life is stagnant or not advancing, or they're feeling unfulfilled or unmotivated, what I usually do is I'll fly them out to Los Angeles and let them stay with me for about a month. And they will just shadow me for that entire month. They'll go where I go. They'll eat what I eat. They'll do what I do. And just simply hanging out, and we'll just enjoy each other's company. And what ends up happening is that by the end of that month, they will have a completely different mindset than when they arrived. They will end up having more of a Sigma mindset. They will end up being inspired to improve their lives. They will be highly motivated to improve their lives. They will be more tapped into their spiritual life and the spiritual dimension. And this is because they were able to see a real life example of a Sigma in his everyday life. And they realize this is how they want to be. They realize this is a higher way to live. So at the end of the month, when they're about to head back to their home, they are very excited and very motivated to get back home and start killing it. So this is what happens to the Sigma's friends when they are around him. They will begin to absorb the ways of the Sigma. So that is another great advantage of having a real Sigma in your life. Now, how can one become friends with a Sigma? Now, obviously this will vary depending on the particular Sigma, but I'm just going to give you a few general things that will help you to get your foot in the door with a Sigma. Doesn't mean guarantee you're going to be friends with a Sigma, but I'm trying to give you some better chances of becoming friends with a Sigma. And this is not, you know, everything, but I'm just giving you a few points. Now, number one, match the Sigma's energy level. Now, the Sigma is a very laid back and introverted guy. You know, he doesn't try to draw attention to himself, and he does not talk overly too much, and he's not loud, right? He's not an extrovert. So when you're approaching a Sigma and engaging with the Sigma, if you can match his laid back vibe, chill tone of voice, and energy level, this will instantly get you to vibe with him, because the Sigma will see that this person is not annoyingly talkative, loud, and trying to impress people, and you'll be matching his energy and frequency. And so this is very important for the Sigma to even consider having you around him. The Sigma doesn't like being around people that are very loud, super extroverted, and trying too hard. So if you can have the right vibe and energy levels, this will distinguish you from other people to the Sigma. Secondly, you must be a person of the highest integrity and intellectually honest. A Sigma will not allow anyone in his inner circle that is not a person of high integrity. And this is because the Sigma has a standard of integrity that he lives up to. So he only wants to deal with people that are on that same standard. Now, what does this mean? Well, having integrity means that you are always doing the right thing, even when no one will find out or know if you did something shady. This is just your character. This is your mode of operation. This is who you are. You have a certain standard of integrity. And so if you're not living the most honest lifestyle and you're willing to cheat, lie, steal every now and then you will not be able to be friends with the Sigma, because the Sigma knows that he will not be able to trust you. And so even if you're trying to hide the fact that you don't have integrity, the Sigma will be able to see very quickly if you have integrity or not. And this is because the Sigma observes everything. So the Sigma is seeing and observing you even when you don't even know that he's doing it. And he will find every inconsistency within your speech and actions and be able to know if you are trustworthy or not. So again, you must be a person of integrity to become close to the Sigma. Thirdly, be a person that is teachable and one that listens. Don't be the person that is always trying to debate and argue the Sigma. Be able to listen and learn. Remember, the Sigma expresses love by trying to help others improve or advance in life. And so he will often be given advice and wisdom from life situations and experiences that he has gone through. The Sigma doesn't just speak, so he's not going to be just telling you stuff that he knows nothing about. No. If the Sigma is giving advice, that means he understands that situation, has gone through it, and has discovered the solution. Okay? And if you're the type of person that is always trying to argue or debate what the Sigma is saying, he would just consider you to be on too low of an intellectual level and not waste his time with you. See, the Sigma is very conscious of his time and energy, and he doesn't just squander his time and energy. So he will not waste time and energy on people that are unteachable or those that just want to debate him and doubt him all the time. Now, the Sigma doesn't mind debates at all, but if you are someone that is debating every single thing and just cannot listen, then the Sigma will not waste his time with you. And this is very important to know if you want the Sigma to keep you around. And fourth, do not be highly emotional and easily offended. Now, if you're someone that is always having volatile emotions and mood swings, or if you're easily offended and easily triggered, then you will not even be able to get near a Sigma. He will avoid you and keep you at a distance, because the Sigma knows that the lowest level of mindsets are those that live solely based on emotions and how they feel. And the Sigma will never associate with these types, and he definitely will not allow them to be in his life or inner circle. And so that was just a few that I wanted to cover, and obviously the subject can go much deeper, but I just wanted to give you guys a few that may be helpful. And so I hope this video was helpful, and if you found any value in this video, please hit the like button and subscribe to the channel, and please share the video with those that you think could benefit from it. Also, if you would like to support the channel, you can donate on Cash App at $JB, The Real Sigma, or on Venmo at JB, The Real Sigma. And again, thank you to everyone that has been donating. I truly appreciate you guys. And I'm actually using the money donated to produce some other things for The Real Sigma channel, which I know you guys will appreciate. And remember that The Real Sigma is a podcast on Apple and Spotify, so be sure to share the podcast with family and friends so they can understand you better as a Sigma. And be sure to follow The Real Sigma on Instagram at JB The Real Sigma. And join The Real Sigma Facebook group. This is where the Sigma community can ask questions and discuss ideas and concepts and dialogue with each other. Also, if you're new to The Real Sigma channel, I recommend that you begin watching from my first video called What is a Sigma Male, as I go into a deep breakdown of the Sigma archetype in that video, and then begin to go through the other videos until you're caught up. So again, thanks for checking out The Real Sigma. Keep working on yourself and master your emotions. God bless you guys.